Hello, good afternoon, good morning, good evening, whatever time it may be, wherever you are. This is Kim Mazzell, and you're listening to my podcast, Young Hearts Run Free. This is Series 2, Episode 2, and we're talking about changes. But this one, we're going to talk a little bit about other changes, like my birthday. It's the Birthday Changes series. So I recently had a birthday on Monday, and it was absolutely fantastic. A lockdown birthday where I was able to invite some friends, and about 16 to 18 of us got together. Lovely place in King's Cross, social distancing. We had the entire floor to ourselves, which was really nice, and we just really wanted to get together and talk and spend time with each other, and it was really wonderful. It was super hot. It was 98.6 degrees, which I think is about 37, 38, something like that. So we were in air conditioning, so it was lovely though. At Itchy, the place is called Itchy, H-I-C-C-E. Not pronounced the way it's spelled. So we had lunch and drinks and songs, because lots of my friends who came were artists. Lee John from the group Imagination was able to be there. Patti Boulle, who is just fabulous. Kelly LaRock, my neighbors from 25 or so years ago, they came. Other people in the industry were there, and just regular friends, people I work with in charity and things like that. So I thought it was really a wonderful event, and we were able to spend time there. They sang happy birthday to me. One of my girlfriends, Audrey, she prayed for me, which was very special. And then we sort of carried on to the canal, because on the canal I have a friend who's a barber, and he has a boat, and he does like seats there where you can have on the weekend. I think he does drinks and things like that. But I did a surprise visit with all of my friends. But at that point, I had had so many different gifts, and I knew most of them. Some of them were like bottles of Prosecco and champagne. So we had a few celebratory cheers there, which was nice. He went and got water and ice, and he sang as well on the barge just there on the canals. And then we sort of walked along and went to view a new venue that hopefully, when live music is able to come back together, quite a lot of us will be able to perform there. I'll be hosting there, and maybe once a month doing like a special meal cooking, because as some of you know, I was a runner-up in Celebrity MasterChef. So that was really, really something good. My at the time, I think I use as my expertise is Creole cooking. My family are Creole from New Orleans, Louisiana, Baton Rouge, Le Beau. So yes, I am a Creole. So we all kind of mixed up with different American Indian and Black African blood, West African blood. So so that Creole kind of food. So I'll probably, as we find out what happens with live music venues when we'll be able to open, we'll have a great grand opening there, and people be able to come and see myself and some of my friends perform. We'll be able to do live streaming there, and I'll be able to be the hostess with the mostest. So yeah, so it's my birthday. It's Leo season. So August the 10th, and just really, really a good time for me. I feel great. Really, really good. So happy that my friends were there. And like I said, I even cried. I cried. Yes, I did. Because this has been heavy on me, this sort of lockdown thing. As I was saying before, I have mild mental depression issues, but it's okay. So what we're going to do is, on the part two, we're going to come back, and I'm going to read some of my birthday cards for you, because I'm so happy. It's the Birthday Series of Changes, episode 2 of season 2. I'm Kim Mazzell. Stay tuned. We'll be back for part 2. Hi, this is Kim Mazzell, and we're back for part two of series two, episode two, the birthday special. Yes, my birthday again was Monday, August the 10th, and it was changes is going to be our topic for this, and it was a big change, you know, big birthday in the UK. I had planned to be in the States. I wanted to be with my mom and stuff like that, but lockdown and due to that, a flight was canceled and other things came into play, so I wasn't able to do that. But I had such a wonderful time, and I received some really lovely cards. I received a card from my girlfriend Lisa, and I have a few girlfriends named Lisa, quite a few Lisas and Janes, quite a few. But this one was just like wishing you a birthday that's awesome as you are. So, dearest Kim, wishing you a very happy birthday. May this year be healthy and happy and filled with peace and happiness throughout. Love, Lisa. I can hardly read her handwriting, so I was trying to read some of my cards, but perhaps the writing and reading I can't read. But Patty Belay got me a lovely card, dearest Kim. And lovely gifts. I've got loads of lovely gifts. Beautiful bouquets of flowers. So many bouquets of flowers, I thought my allergy was going to flare up. I'm telling you. Michelle got me lovely roses mixed with lilies. So gorgeous. I put them in my bedroom now. Stephanie Benson got me lovely roses, yellow roses, and then the like rainbow colored ones. I think they dye them or something. That was amazing. I got bath salts, bath gels, handbags, African print on it from Patty, a book, a lovely little book that's about the art of growing up. Simple ways to be yourself at last, which is change. Like we're talking about changes, simple ways to be yourself at last. And I'm working on that, y'all. Really, really, really am. Okay. Here's another card. This one's from, oh, Sister Audrey got me this one. It's a beautiful card. It's got flamingos on it. And that's really great. And how lovely to celebrate your birthday with you, because it was a big birthday, a milestone one. Oh, yes, and Nick. Nick sent me those lovely flowers just saying happy birthday. Nick, Andy, and Beverly. Beverly is his little lovely dog. And then I had another one from my other neighbor, Dede. Age is merely a number of years the world has been enjoying you. Happy birthday. And that's fabulous. Really love that. And then a really sparkly one from Kelly LaRock. Just saying, she always calls me Mazzelli because it's an inside story with us. Hope you have a magical day, which I did, and she was part of it. And it just says, brilliant, amazing, magnificent you, which is me, and yay. So, yes, birthdays, changes in birthdays. And when you have a milestone birthday, you know, you can either go into celebration or sink into depression, you know, because some people, you get that big one, the big 4-0, the big 5-0, the big 6-0, the big 7-0, you know. And you can start to feel a little bit different about some things. But for me, I'm just feeling really, really great. I'm in a great space in my life. I want to do some more music and do some more collaborations and duets and things. So I'm looking forward to getting all that kind of stuff done. And I would say you do the same. You know, if you've got a big birthday this year, your 50th, your 60th, your 70th, your 75th, you know, whatever, or even your 21st birthday, that could be big for you. And you could have thought you were going to be 15 all your life. Just celebrate you. And we're just all learning the art of growing up during this this time of pandemic, plandemic, however many demics there are. But I just want to say, be yourself and let yourself be felt. Because if you want to be free, yeah. So love yourself. Young hearts, run free. I should be playing the song right now. But I don't even have it on Spotify. Please download Young Hearts Run Free. This is Kim Mazzell, and you're listening to my podcast called Young Hearts Run Free. It's been my birthday special. I love you. Tune in for the next episode. Thank you. Bye.